Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, along with the WASDE report, several different reports were released yesterday by USDA NASS. I had the opportunity to visit with Allendale's Rich Nelson about some of the highlights on these reports.
Sure. So, in fact, four separate reports from USDA here out this morning. First one covering the production changes or revisions to last year's harvest. We also had updates with what's left over after one quarter of usage as of December 1, the quarterly grain stocks. As far as corn goes, USDA surprised us with a 200 million bushel decline for last year's corn harvest. So that was a little positive. However, after making some changes through some recognizing poor exports and some other issues, they did drop stocks a little bit here. 1.257 billion last month, now 1.242. The fact that they didn't raise it past 1.3 is considered a little positive news here for today's discussion.
What did we see on the wheat side?
USDA did make some moderate adjustments to the prior year's marketing year. Remember, this marketing year started as of June 1, so they adjusted ending stocks from that number. So from 669 to now 698. So with these higher beginning stocks filtered through, as well as some better demand, USDA actually lowered their stock numbers. Soybean side of things here, we did see these numbers decline on production, as well as corn, in this case, 70 million bushels. And, USDA did offset some of this with some export changes as well. So we did see stocks decline only from 220 to 210 million bushels.
To hear my complete conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, exceptional drought is slightly up from last week's 11.65% in Oklahoma and is now at 11.77%. Extreme drought or worse has increased from last week's 56.13%, that now at 57.21%. Severe drought or worse also increased from last week's 80.92%. This week it's at 81.01%. Moderate drought or worse has decreased from last week's 89.73% to this week's 89.12%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions have decreased from last week's 98.18%. Now we're at 97.46%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map through January the 21st, the majority of the state is leaning above a 40 to 50% chance of rain. Northeast corner of the state and along the far east borders around a 50 to 60% chance of rain. And the farthest southwest corner leaning above a 33 to 40% chance of rain. You've got farm news on Ron.
Every spring in Oklahoma, a new generation comes to life. Fresh crops reach for the sky. Newborn calves take their first ginger steps. Paycom was born in Oklahoma, too, and they're deeply committed to our state's agriculture industry. Paycom's mobile app puts HR and payroll right in the palm of your hand, so you can handle business from the back roads to the back 40. They energize farmers and ranchers today to build a foundation for generations to come. Learn more at paycom.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.